Leech, a parasurgical sharp instrument. What is Anushastra? Anushastra is a specific concept in Ayurvedic surgery. Anushastra karma means parasurgical process. Shastra means sharp instrument. 20 such instruments are mentioned in Ayurveda. 8 types of surgical process are performed by in not a though. It acts like wise a Anushastra. Though subordinate has its own importance, where surgery is necessary but dangerous and difficult, acts there successfully and what is more without side effects, and therefore should be used in case of infants and those who are afraid of surgical operation face. How leech is operated as a subordinate instrument? 8 type of surgical operation are mentioned in Sushrut Samhita. Out of them, their types, namely incision, puncture and drainage, could be performed alone by leech. The leech cut has its own specialty. It is sterile. It heals up quickly due to its Y shape. It heals up quickly and there is no possibility of complication whatsoever. No sign of the cut remains afterwards. No doubt this treatment is cosmetic in Ayurvedic terminology. No need of post-operation, TT, antibiotics, painkillers, anti-inflammatory, etc. after leech application. No need of anesthesia special. One of the plus points of a good surgeon in assume minimum incision, leech incision is remarkably tiny. Leech application is no doubt a closed method. Surgery can be operated through a tiny cut also. External media, the skin is suffix for this operation. If we adopt this procedure, disease like gangrene could be cured without amputating selecting parts of the body. Several stages or steps in surgery could be avoided. With these applications, especially leech, the passage of time could shorten in surgical operation. In short, nearly in all surgical cases, leech application is a better remedy, no doubt. Quote some of the cases where leech application was performed. I have performed leech application in all diseases mentioned in Ayurvedic surgery. There was not favorable but was necessary side effects after various branches of surgery, just as ortho, ophthalmic, plastic, ENT, dental, neuro, plastic, breast, anorectal. Leech application was performed in all of these conditions and spots. Gangrene, all type of wounds, swelling, tumor, post products of diabetes, malignant growth, anorectal disease, abscess, thyroid, ophthalmic disease, diseases of ear, fracture, sciatica, paralysis, rheumatism, etc. Dumbness, dizziness are some of the diseases where leech application was performed. Some of the cases: wet gangrene, a patient from Gondia, age 60, hospitalized, undergone the modern treatment in plastic surgery unit at Nagpur. Toe of one foot was amputated. He was heart patient. Condition was critical. Advised to amputate his foot at this junction. The patient was admitted to my clinic. Leech application was introduced to him. Critical symptoms disappeared within 3 days and healing of the wound also started within 2 months. Patient was cured completely without amputation. Second one, another case of an eyelid, half portion of the eyelid was stick off in an accident. Eyelid excise wound, plastic surgery was advised instead of it. I have introduced leech application. Immediately, overnight, patient responded. Within 7 days, lost portion and of the eyelid rejuvenated. Third one, a child 5 years old was dumb by birth. after which application the child started pronouncing the words within 15 days. 4. Accidental deafness was cured. 5. Leech application on thyroid gland externally was also successfully. Surgery then was not needed. Another one, sebaceous cyst pertaining to head, back were rooted out with capsule. 7. A case of knee joint replacement of kneecap was advised. Instead of it, he was undergoing leech treatment. Knee joint started to function again. In short, I am introducing leech treatment for last so many years in several disorders of various branches. Results are encouraging. Do you take resorts to procedures other than leech? Yes, at times in certain disease. In the disease like cyst, tumor, gangrene, growth, keloid also was introduced. Seemed to be helpful as a post-treatment in fistula in ano. Was executed along with leech in skin disorders. While treating some of the prolonged ailments like diabetes, it was observed that along with leech, another form of are of great use, but in diseases like piles, fissure in ano, etc., leeches alone had finished the job. Can we operate leech in surgical emergency? Yes, it can be. If there is a wound in any vital organ, say head, and excessive bleeding starts, which is fatal, leech application is a quick remedy, it is proved. Piles is also a disease of vital organ anus. In its fatal condition, leech is a proved remedy. In acute appendicitis, in a critical disorder, in its attack, leech is a sure and quick remedy. Substitute for emergency, surgery can be postponed, cancelled at times. Gangrene can be totally cured, amputation of the part can be disbarred. Sometimes heart function becomes troublesome due to severe pain. At this junction, leech application is a sure and quick solace. Disorders like poison, wound infection, burns, etc. could be corrected by leech, for example, dog bite. In short, in surgical emergencies, leech is a divine boon and life-saving, being a live instrument as it were. What about other factors of this leech treatment? Bay, economy, availability, approach, site, provision, assistances, tools, so and so forth. This treatment is really a boon to the poor class of the society. It is much inexpensive. It is a short time treatment. Patient's routine activities are not disturbed while he is under treatment. It is easygoing and non-restrictive whatsoever. In case only single day hospitalization of the patient sufficient, this treatment can be conducted easily in OPD. Pre-surgery arrangements like anesthesia, etc. are not necessary. Post-surgery medication like costly antibiotics, etc. not necessary. Patient does not feel even that he had gone under a major operation. In gangrene-like cases, patient has not to suffer the loss of certain limbs as it is not amputated. Leech when applied operates cutting, no doubt, but his cutting is executed easily, no time and painless. The village areas in our country are not well equipped with necessary needs like food, clothing and shelter. What to say about medical aid In these areas, leech is no doubt a boon through the incentive of Sant Lahari Baba. A leech camp was organized at Kamtha, a village territory in Gondia district. That was my first experiences of camp working. Recently, afterwards, in a forest area of northern India at Arogya Dham, Chitrakoot, a grand camp was organized, guided by Revered Nanaji Deshmukh under the auspices of Deen Dayal Research Institute by Tata Foundation. It was an honor to me to participate in it. It was a grand success. Response to leech treatment was hearty and healthy. Two instructive medicos from England were present there, not only pleased, but both of them were much impressed also by the novel leech treatment. And now, at this junction, I wish to make a humble suggestion. Leech treatment is economically useful and profitable to society. We have been if so a regular research and urgent investigation must be promoted in the subject of one. Leech is one of the victorious weapons of indigenous medicine which is keenly related to life. Second, we the students of Ayurveda should not only be proud of the fact that leech treatment is originally the product of Ayurveda. We should not stop there. At present, in the light of modern sciences, with the cooperation of other pathies, we should investigate this leech phenomenon in all possible angles and be progressive in its usefulness. That will be the light benediction to the godfather of surgery, that is, he has cautioned as already. That is, one should not restrict his studies to his our system only in order to understand its vast scope. We should his acquaintance with other system also. And this in tune of the saying of a Vedic, that is, let noble thoughts come to us from all universe. Leech treatment oriented in Ayurveda is as it were a cave of Alibaba. A keen and composite research work is the only key to open it. We the student of Ayurveda are duty bound to furnish it. Then and then only we can convince our society.